Puck is won by Harbor Beach, kept in by Harbor Beach at their own and their own point, brought down in the corner. Behind, wraparound here by 13. Sean Rogenbach, wraparound, and the puck is in the back of the net, but they're calling no goal. Looks like the puck got through Logan Connors, but the linesmen and refs say no goal. Whistle went before the puck crossed the line. Faceoff will take place just left of Connors, deep in the stone-cold zone. Harbor Beach still on the penalty, the power play, rather. 1:01 remaining in that penalty to Mark Amon. Puck is dumped all the way down by Stone Cold into the Harbor Beach end. No icing because of the penalty. Rough play here in the second period. Tensions growing higher. Puck is dumped deep in the Harbor Beach zone once again. Harbor Beach regroups. This is 23, the captain. Melissa Seaman, one of the captains, carrying over the Stone Cold, 28 rather, Derek Eschermacher. Quick flick of the wrist and Logan Connors absorbing that shot. Stone Cold making a line change here, their penalty kill unit. 34 seconds remaining in that penalty, 3:41 remaining in the second period. 3-1 Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. If Harbor Beach wins, it's all over. If Stone Cold wins, we'll be back here again tomorrow night on AM 1340. Quick shot from the point, 28. Derek Eschermacher. Another quick save by Logan Connors. Faceoff will once again take place just right of Connors in Stone Cold territory. 3:37 remaining in the second period. Faceoff is now dropped and won by Harbor Beach on the power play. 28 Eschermacher, the captain. Oh, high slapper caught in the face by one of his own in front of the net. Now turned aside. Here comes Stone Cold over Harbor Beach end with a quick shot. Rogenbach makes a save there. That was 72, Seth Geiger with the shot. The penalty kill, pressing here offensively. Geiger once again throws it on net. Rogenbach, though, safely covers. 3:11 remaining in the second period. More importantly, only 4 seconds on the Mark Amon penalty. Both teams changing up here. Faceoff will take place just left of Rogenbach in the Harbor Beach end. 3-1 still, the score. Stone Cold over Harbor Beach Pirates. This is 18. Nick Croachan taking the faceoff for Stone Cold in his offensive zone on the penalty kill. 2 seconds, 1 second, and Mark Amon is back on the ice out of the penalty box calling for the puck. Puck bounces back and forth in neutral zone. Standing water once again playing with the puck. Here's Eschermacher, 24, skating in over the Stone Cold zone. Oh, backhand on net. Tossed aside, though, by Connors. Puck bounces all the way out to center ice. And here is Amon, 25. Quick shot on Rogenbach, who tosses it aside to his left. Harbor Beach Pirates carry out of their zone now over center ice and into Stone Cold territory. This is 74, Austin Seaman carrying it around the net. It's now in the right corner. Right corner of Connors in Stone Cold Terry. 74, Seaman with a whiff of the shot there. Puck trickles out into neutral zone. 25, Matt Amon now skates up into Harbor Beach territory. Quick shot by 18, Croachan. Puck goes over the net. Back up front again, Croachan with another backhander. Harbor Beach recoups and back and forth action. Harbor Beach carrying over the center ice. Now into Stone Cold territory. 18, Croachan regroups behind his own net. Harbor Beach applying pressure here. 5-on-5 play. The penalty is now over. Currently 3-1 with 1:55 remaining in the second period between Harbor Beach and Stone Cold. Stone Cold in the lead. This is 36, Cody Stokin with the puck in his own end. Trying to fight with it and the boards. The puck is thrown in front across the crease of Connors. Harbor Beach applying much pressure here on Stone Cold. Puck is behind Connors. Comes out in front. No Harbor Beach Pirate there to grab it. Now, Eschermacher, quick shot from the point. Blocked though by a defender. Miller, 99, walks out of his own zone for Stone Cold, dumps it into Harbor Beach zone. On to Rogenbach, who freezes it. 1:20 remaining here. We'll be back in 1:20 ourselves on AM 1340.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales Sales and Service Center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Maurer for Generator Sales and Service. Call Maurer Electric at 989-269-8171.
At Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, we know about everything electrical, from Ohm's Law to your local zoning codes. Hi, this is Nikki. If it's a new commercial or residential building project, call the best you can get. Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Trying to fix an intermittent power issue? Do not try to do it yourself. Call Maurer Electric before it ignites a serious problem. If it's rewiring an outbuilding, an outlet, or your whole home, make the wise connection with Maurer Electric in the Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Maurer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.
Action continues here at the Huron Ice Arena. On a Saturday night, Jason Scott with you. Harbor Beach and Stone Cold. 3-1 currently, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach in the second period, 1 minute remaining in the second period. Harbor Beach walks into the Stone Cold area, zone rather, takes a quick shot over Logan Connor's shoulder. Play is against the boards, quick point shot by Harbor Beach. Turned aside though, Stone Cold tosses it to the center ice. Here is number 5, Brown, with a quick shot on Harbor Beach's goalie, Rogan Buck, over his shoulder. Now behind Rogan Buck, thrown up the boards by Harbor Beach. Now out in front. Here's Brown again with the backhand. Oh, it just gets by Rogan Buck to the side of him. Turned aside by Harbor Beach and out into Stone Cold zone. On net, Logan Connors tosses it aside, clear off the icing. Back to the neutral zone it comes. 18 seconds remaining in the second period. Dumped into Harbor Beach's end, just behind Rogan Buck. Tripping penalty coming up here against Stone Cold. 7 seconds remaining in the second period. Stone Cold touches it and the whistle is blown. Tripping call on Stone Cold. We are getting the number. We couldn't see the number there. Sorry about that, folks, momentarily. Yes, number 5, Brown. Tripping call on Brown. With 5 seconds remaining in the second period. 3-1, Stone Cold over Harbor Beach. Face-off will take place just outside of Harbor Beach's zone, just under the broadcasting booth. Jason Scott with you. Thank you for tuning in on a Saturday night. 5 seconds remaining in the second period. Faceoff is pushed forward by Amon. Amon brothers are out there now. Second period comes to a close. Stone Cold on the penalty kill. Leads 3-1 over Harbor Beach. We'll be back with the third period on WLAW.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
For a no obligation quote, contact me, Sean McVay. We have been insuring Thumb Area Farms since 1881. For an agent you can rely on and your best price, see the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Tax season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right, now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Hi, hi, hi. We're We're starting the third period here on AM 1340 WLAW. The Midget Games Silver Blade Hockey Tournament here at the Huron Ice Arena. Jason Scott with you. It's currently 3-1 Stone Cold over the Harbor Beach Pirates with 1:50 remaining in the penalty to Brown. Tripping.